In this bulletin, the UK Prime Minister pleads with MPs to back a Brexit deal. Australians warn not to be complacent when it comes to knowing their cancer risk. And in tennis, Sam Stosur progresses at the Miami Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. UK Prime Minister Theresa May says she regrets having to delay Brexit and is urging MPs to decide a Brexit divorce deal for the sake of the public. It comes after the European Council President Donald Tusk agreed to a delay in Brexit on the condition the British Parliament approves a deal. Mrs. May has written to the Council to request a delay until the 30th of June, which will need the approval of all other EU members. Britain is currently set to leave the bloc at the end of this month. Mrs. May says she's not willing to delay Brexit beyond her new timeframe.
So far, Parliament has done everything possible to avoid making a choice. Motion after motion and amendment after amendment has been tabled without Parliament ever deciding what it wants. All MPs have been willing to say is what they do not want. I passionately hope MPs will find a way to back the deal I've negotiated with the EU.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has called for a global fight against racist far-right ideology following last week's deadly attack on two mosques in Christchurch. In one of her first interviews since then, she's told the BBC that she rejects the idea that a rise in immigration is fueling racism.
What New Zealand experienced here was violence brought against us by someone who grew up and learnt their ideology somewhere else. So actually, if we want to make sure that globally we are a safe and tolerant and inclusive world, we cannot think about this in terms of boundaries. And that's the kind of leadership I think we need.
Authorities have revealed the pilots of a doomed Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX read a handbook as they struggled to understand why the jet was lurching downwards but ran out of time before it hit the water. The investigation into the crash, which killed all 189 people on board in October, has taken on new relevance as regulators grounded the model last week after a second deadly accident in Ethiopia. Investigators have been examining how a computer ordered the plane to dive in response to data from a faulty sensor, and whether the pilots had enough training to respond appropriately to the emergency. The Cancer Council says more needs to be done to raise awareness for less common and low survival cancers. It's in response to an Australian Institute of Health and Welfare report that suggests cancer still has a major impact on Australians, with more than 144,000 people expected to be diagnosed with various cancers this year. The report warns while overall cancer survival is 69%, rare and less common cancers account for just under half of cancer deaths. The CEO of the Cancer Council, Professor Sanjaya Aranda, warns Australians not to be complacent when it comes to knowing their risk.
It's really that individuals see themselves perhaps as being potentially at risk of those cancers like breast and prostate, but not at risk of others, and yet, you know, bowel cancer, as I said, is one of our commonest cancers in Australia. But we're also seeing in this report increasing rates and deaths from liver cancer, which is related to a whole range of risk factors that people can do something about.
Australians are marking the 20th anniversary of Harmony Day today. The day aims to promote inclusiveness and belonging for all Australians, regardless of their cultural, religious or linguistic background. This year's Harmony Day comes in the wake of the New Zealand mosque terrorist attacks, where 50 people lost their lives. Australian Multicultural Foundation Executive Director Hass Dalal says Australians and New Zealanders are showing how to be resilient.
The solidarity that has been displayed because of this horrific tragedy and this horrific event, it's been overwhelming. Harmony Day, again, is a day that actually unites the strong and it demonstrates, you know, the importance of strength.
To tennis, Australian star Samantha Stosur has progressed to the second round of the Miami Open. Stosur triumphed over Russian Yevgeny Rodina 6-4, 6-2 in just over 90 minutes. The world number 78 will face American Madison Keys in the second round. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, possible afternoon shower or storm and 32 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 30. Melbourne, cloudy and 25. Hobart, possible drizzle, 20. Canberra, a shower or two and 27. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, a shower or two, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 31. Cairns, rain at times, 28. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.